Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. My guest across the way is the esteemed sports writer. Would you call yourself esteemed?
If I knew what that meant, I might.
He's the esteemed sports writer. That's because you're a sports writer. For the Wayne County Press, he's been at several different papers. Wayne County Press, Clay County Register.
Advocate Press. Actually, before that was radio, so that's only two papers.
Only two papers?
Yeah.
I'll leave. You're not experienced enough.
Spent, 7 years in radio and now 12 in newspapers. So
wow, really?
Sneaking up on 20.
How old are you? I thought you were still a young man.
Starting right out of high school. First radio job, I was 17. So,
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Brian Turner. It's Wheeze, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming in. I got to tell you, Brian, I've been looking forward to this show. We set this up, seven weeks ago?
Last time I was here, so yeah, it's been
a long time ago. We set it up a couple of months ago because we knew this was the opening day of football season. I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Football.
And we're going to talk today about the English Premier League football.
So I thought we was talking about high school golf being back.
I haven't been getting scores.
I've gotten one. Their second match got canceled, so they've only had the one. So.
Okay. And I need to get old Andrew to make sure that he sends me some scores. But, it's also high school football season.
Yes, it is. Football Friday once again.
Football Friday for now until the end of October. It's every Friday night will be
hopefully
consumed.
November.
I'm going to say throughout the state.
Sure.
Throughout the state.
Everyone starts with the same dream.
I was going to say, once the season ends, about half the people quit worrying about it. And then another half quit. It's the half off every week. And,
yes.
And that's one of the amazingly fun things to me about football season. You'll see in the playoffs a lot of hooting and hollering. Folks just loving it, and then their team gets beat on that Saturday, and all of a sudden it's basketball season.
Yep.
it just rips it away. It rips it away. But the Mules, Fairfield Mules, coming into this season with a record of, 5-5 last year?
6-4 with the forfeit, so 5-4 in the games they played.
6-4. We'll call them 6-4. And a lot of tough losses last season. I got to looking back at it, and that's what really surprised me. We're also going to talk a little bit about the Edwards County Lions, new coach.
Yes.
Derek Hart.
Not Kevin.
Not Kevin Smurden?
No, not Kevin Hart. I messed that one up already in the paper.
Oh, did you put – like I said, I'm just looking at the paper now for the first time. I had Derek Hart on the show a couple of weeks ago. He did a nice job.
I've heard some good things out of being already, so –
Derek is a young man. He is 24 years old. He certainly has the genes to be a good high school football coach, for sure.
Son of John, who kind of Albion's probably best years in recent memory were under his dad. So
it would be Albion's best teams, Edwards County's best teams, probably in the last 60.
So he finished with a 23-23 mark, but that was coming from a program that hadn't done much and didn't do much after he left, too.
Right. Right.
Like they had another 6-3 year after he left, 1 year after, but still.
They went to, and with under Greg Willis, they went to the playoffs a couple of times, and I think, I'm trying to remember the guy's name that took him to the playoffs. I broadcast their games. I could tell you that this coach, I've tried to forget his name. That's why it's the one after Coach Willis. But they went to the playoffs once with him, too. Anyway, we'll talk about all kinds of things today about football. Where do you want to start? We're probably going to also talk about the NFL. May not talk much college ball because
we could be good again, USC.
Your coach is going into rehab. Do they let them draw up plays?
It was the medication.
Do they let them draw up plays in rehab? We might fall on. we might talk a little bit about the college football eventually. I don't know.
See,
I'll talk about it right now.
Would you rather
have a coach with drug and alcohol problems who can coach?
Yes.
As opposed to my coach.
I'll take mine.
Who just appears to have drug and alcohol problems, but really doesn't.
I say, as private dinner, I get the with the way technology is now, where everything
we're
gets
talking
out.
About the USC football coach Steve Sarkisian and
showed up to a private alumni dinner, drunk, which he's saying it was an interaction with the pain medication he was on.
Uh huh.
But
that's what they all say.
Yeah. It's not the first time this has happened. In a world with technology, that stuff gets out now.
He had, well, you know, Bear Bryant probably never went to an alumni dinner without having a bag.
Yeah.
And nobody ever bothered it because it was Bear Bryant.
You know what fixes that is
winning.
11 wins.
That's exactly right.
That's the prescription.
I would love to see Tim Beckman drunk at a dinner sometime. And not get fired for it. That's exactly right. Not get fired for it.
That's why I saw it. I was like, hey, this guy has the same problems I do.
It does make him just like one of the guys.
He's a human being.
One of the gang. We might talk about college. Let's talk about the Mules first. Then we'll talk a little bit about Edwards County, and then we'll talk a little bit about other football stuff. Fairfield Mules coming into this season 5-4 in the regular season.
Like you said, a lot of close games.
They lost.
I mean, they were right there.
They lost two games in like the last minute.
Chester and El Dorado. Well, El Dorado, they scored 58 points and lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
And what a comeback to tie that game. Remember, yes. They were down two scores in the fourth quarter, the Mules were, and came back to tie that game to send it to overtime at 52, and then lost 60-58. Had a 9-point lead against Marshall with about 5 minutes to go.
And, yeah.
And lost hard. That was a very difficult loss. Have you talked to Justin about that? Is he over it yet, Coach Townsend?
Well, the discussion we had was, and unfortunately, it was just another one in a line of heartbreaking playoff losses, because they've had a lot of close calls in the playoffs. Everyone talks about, you know, the BDC never beats non-BDC teams in the playoffs. The Mules have been in just about every one of them.
Right.
And if you take away that one Mount Carmel game the year that we had the accident, and we got thumped down there.
Yeah.
We've actually outscored our opponents in the playoffs over the last 6 years. You take that one away.
Is that right?
Well, when you blow out Breeze Central, that kind of skews it. But, I mean, yeah, everything else has been a one-score game.
The Greenville game, we had an injury early on to our best defender, and that opened up the Greenville offense. Yeah. We were controlling the game.
Had that one. Staunton never scored.
Staunton didn't score. Well, yeah. All right. You can say never scored. And I was five yards away from it.
I will take it to my grave. They gave him 6 points for getting to the half-yard line.
Wow. You know, there are people who were probably down there who would agree with
it. I was straddling the pylon to the right of the official, actually, rubbing elbows with the guy that made the call.
Did you tell the official that it was a fumble?
Me and, he was down before the fumble. He just never got in.
Oh, I see.
He went down and then tried to shove the ball forward, and that's when it came out. He was already down. He just wasn't in the end zone either.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Well, yeah, I always thought this was just a fumble before he got in the end zone.
But even going back to
Is Staunton, the 8-0 Staunton win.
Who went on to the state championship game.
Yeah. Then you look at the Pittsfield game, which was...
Had a 4th-and-12, and they converted late to put that one away.
Yeah.
Let's see. Columbia was a blowout. It was a game at half, and then they pulled away second.
St. Joe Ogden was rough.
That was 2004, though. I mean, that's
been a while. Was that long ago?
Yeah. That was the year before I even got here.
Okay, I guess that was. After that, then, we're skipping the game that shall go, that I talk about in basketball season. It's the one that rubs me the worst of any playoff loss.
Carterville?
The Mules have ever had. The Carterville loss. When Reaver was a junior, Zerlini was a senior. And when Craig Zerlini got the penalty. Yeah, I'm still very bitter. Why are we talking about this? This is a new season.
Yes.
The Mules have all kinds of stuff going for them coming into this year, don't they?
Yes, they do. I mean, and a lot of people are looking at them as one of the favorites. Most people saying it's a 4-team race. Anyone can win it. But a lot of people looking at the Mules.
I was really kind of surprised seeing the AP polls come out. Maybe it's just their name. I was really surprised with a new coach that Chester got votes. They were like the 11th team in the AP poll.
Quarterfinal run in the playoffs will get you that.
Well, that and the Division I football player. Burner's probably going to go Division I, isn't he?
Yeah, he's being looked at by a few.
Is he?
Yes. Iowa, Mizzou. Or was that might have been the Guadalupe? I've got it mixed up. I typed up stories on both of them this week. But yeah, him and the Nico Guadoni kid at Johnson City both being looked at, as well as Colton Land.
You know, that's the other thing. Johnson City Galdoni's there. There's two of them.
Yes, that's why we get rid of one after this year. But Nico and Luca.
And Luca looked like he might be as good as Nico as a freshman last year.
He's going to be.
And Colton Land for the Mules getting a lot of play, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
What's the who's looking at Colton?
I know SIU is.
Yeah.
And a couple others. I know he did a recruiting visit down at the University of Memphis this summer.
Oh, really?
That was, I think, more for exposure than Memphis looking at.
Yeah.
I think there was other schools there. And,
oh, that's good.
But, yeah, he's getting some looks as well. He's one of the best running backs we've had, period.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Last year in the regular season, or what did he end up with it? In only 9 games played.
1,400.
He broke the season record, right?
No, he did not. Cameron still has the single season record at 15-something. I've got him somewhere on here. And actually, Cameron still finished with a higher per-game average.
Oh, really?
But Cameron had a much better line and got fed the ball a lot more because that was the year that we had the accident week one, going into week two. So we kind of had to give Cameron the ball every time.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Cameron Williams, of course. Folks remember him from a few years ago. And
yeah, I mean, Colton's got a shot at taking that down this year. He's got a shot at the all-time record.
Does he have a chance at the all-time career record number? That's Darren Milner, right?
Yeah, Darren Milner, 32. He needs about 1,600 yards. So, I mean, we either need to blow some people out where he gets some big runs early or make a playoff run. He's got a shot at the all-time rushing record.
That's interesting. I'm, a kid like Colton Land, you see, 2 years ago, he made his first appearance, to my mind, because I didn't watch JV, and I don't watch freshmen play, and I don't see the grade schools or anything. To my mind, Colton Land's first appearance was when he returned a kick as a sophomore.
He only had 100 and some rushing yards as a sophomore.
Didn't have much of rushing, but he returned a kick for a touchdown early that season, and the speed he displayed.
178 is a sophomore year.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So he's got around 1,600 right now going into this year.
1,587.
Okay. All right.
And the record's 32-62.
He does have his work cut out for him.
He basically needs to double his total, but that's possible. Like I said, he only had 9 games last year and had 1,409. So
That's interesting. We're talking about Fairfield Mules running back Colton Land.
Of course, I've talked with some of the coaches, best running backs in Fairfield history. He's in the conversation.
You know, that's the thing. You see that, and then you look behind him. The Wyatt Bora is kind of getting short shrift, and he's faster.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit smaller, and I mean, Colton's right there with him in the sprints and track.
Yeah,
I mean, but Wyatt's probably shiftier. Colton don't have a whole lot of wiggle to him.
Mule's gonna be throwing the ball much this year. Weez, what's your take?
If we're throwing the ball, that means we've done something wrong. It's been our philosophy the last few years.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, when you run for 350 yards a game,
or 400.
Yeah, I mean, we had over 3,000 yards rushing last year in 9 games.
That's pretty good.
I mean, and actually, the highest scoring offense Fairfield's ever had on a per-game basis was last year. And what most people think of in that grinded-out double wing, it's not grinded-out and double wing anymore.
Not when you get speed.
Yeah.
Not when you get speed. I'm talking with Brian Turner, Weez from the Wayne County Press, here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield. We could talk all day, but we got to take a break.
Can't stand. It's this bar and this cover band trying to fake their way through castles made of sand. Well, that's one thing I can't stand. There's one thing I can't take. It's the sound that a woman makes. About 5 seconds.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined this morning by Brian Turner, Weez from the Wayne County Press. Appreciate him coming in here this morning as we had planned it. How many the big football preview came out last night, right?
Yes, it did. 16 pages previewed every BDC team and Edwards County.
How many words did you end up writing? Do you keep track of such things?
Just on the mule, I counted the mule because it was every year. It was 3,200 this year. 3,200 words.
You know, you're a piker compared to did you see what a lion eye does?
No, I didn't.
He did 31,000. On a terrible football team. on the Illini. Yeah, so yeah, you're doing great. Keep doing what you're doing. He did 31,000.
That's overkill.
That is. Take you a full game to read it.
You know, they teach you in J school to be succinct.
Well, he didn't go to J school. He's a
neither
blunt.
Did I, but I've heard that's what they teach.
Oh, we're talking football today. It's all football all the time. And maybe talk a little volleyball or something. Who knows? But tell me a little. We've talked a little bit about the offense, and I mentioned Colton Lynn and Wyatt Bora, but they've got a third
they've got an
all-conference weapon.
Fullback in Scott Esmond. You know, he's back. He's up to 180. In really good shape because he had a busy summer.
He did. He was working for his country, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Went off to basic training. Him and Anthony Like both, who's going to be one of our linemen. And they both come back late in the summer and look pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, and going off, you know, we worried all that cardio and conditioning and getting smoked left and right, that Esmond might come back lighter, and he's already a pretty small fullback. But, no, he come back about 180 pounds and pretty rocked up.
Well, that's wonderful. And that was the interesting thing last year when you'd watch Fairfield play. You'd see him run basically Colton Land most of the time.
And then Devin Davis the other side.
And then they would occasionally throw, but not very often. But you'd forget about the guy in the middle. And he turns out to be pretty good.
He got really good at running those trap plays. Of course, we had three all-conference linemen in the middle blocking it, and he had an all-conference guard pulling in front of him every time. So it looked pretty good last year, and they're hoping they can repeat that because he looks pretty good. Just got to get we got four new linemen. We got to see what they can do.
It's been a couple of weeks since I went to a practice. Have you been more recently? What's the defense looking like?
Well, after Meet the Mules Friday, they made some changes. Didn't like what they seen there.
Oh, is that right?
So there was, I think, three or four new starters after last Friday, which is a little concerning doing that, going into week one. But
yeah.
But yeah.
It's better, though, than noticing it in week one and making
quarter.
The change in week two.
Yeah.
Noticing where folks made. That was one of the things Coach Chance was very pleased about, is the depth they had on the defense.
There's a lot of plug-and-play pieces this year.
Really?
Which, some of that is goes to the depth, and some of it is they're still waiting on some kids probably to step up a little bit.
Well, that's kind of what you always...
Yeah, the defense will be a lot more plug-and-play this year.
While we're with the Fairfield Mules, let's talk a little bit about the rest of the Black Diamond. You mentioned that there were four teams at the top of it.
Actually, something I didn't get in the... In the preview issue, so
I think
a little bit
you'd
of
almost have to
here
say five.
But. Is I always do a unofficial coaches poll when I do my questionnaires.
Oh, really?
And I had six coaches vote this year, plus myself, and it was pretty consistently, fairly, ranked throughout.
JC getting number one, I guess.
Fairfield's getting
ranked.
Fairfield was ranked
number one. The coaches are ranking Fairfield number one.
Yes.
I'm glad you didn't say that. Give the kids the big head.
Yeah, they had four first place votes.
Is that right?
Yeah, out of the six coaches that voted. And that actually one of those was ours, who doesn't vote for ourselves. So,
yeah.
I mean, it was – and then JC was pretty consistent. Had one first-place vote, was pretty consistently second. Chester 3, El Dorado 4, Carmi 5.
How does the schedule lay out for the Mules? It kind of –
well,
kind of pretty good if you look at it. They kind of have their really good teams mixed. There's like a week of a team that's not so good versus then a week with a good team.
Used to be, we always knew we'd start 4-0.
Right.
And there's had a runny joke with Coach Townsend for a few years now, whose streak was going to go longer, Undertaker's or his opening day streak. He's 15 years, he's 14-0.
Yeah.
He's never lost on opening day. We're going to finally get a challenge to that.
Yeah, it's even back to the Cairo days. We've been playing opening games.
That's what
it's
I was talking
with
one of the
play.
Other coaches
easy
last game. Night. I meant to go back, and I didn't get the time to look and see, out of those 14 opponents, how many of them finished with a winning record that year. So not many.
I'm trying to think of any.
But, yeah, we're going to get stiff test week one at Chester. Last 2 years have been one-score games. They've each celebrated conference championships on the other's field the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's just been – well, that's the thing. The Mules probably starting with their toughest game, one of the toughest games of the year, probably ending with the other toughest game of the year.
And so, like I said, you look at that poll, the three teams pretty much in the running, and we are at Chester, we are at El Dorado, and we are at Johnson City, three of those games.
That's a murderer's row there.
I mean, they're spread out throughout the year, but, they're all on the road.
And then Carmi in the middle of the year, that Week 5
that's
rivalry
game,
always plays tough.
I know they lost a lot, but, you got to give Coach Simon benefit of the doubt.
The real wild card thrown in there, tell me about the Tremont Turks. Do you know anything about Tremont?
They are near Peoria.
Not that close, actually. I looked at a map. I thought they were closer than that, too. They're like 18 miles away. They're closer.
I mean,
they're this side of Peoria.
They're a 2A team. Didn't make the playoffs last year.
They did have a better year, though, last
A couple years ago, actually, they were in the playoffs. Actually, as a former Carmike coach, as their coach.
Oh, really?
Been there for 18 years now. Lou Wicks.
Oh, I remember Lou Wicks.
He was the coach before Kurt.
Sure.
Yeah, he's their coach now.
He was he was coaching Carmike when I was broadcasting Carmike games. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, no, he's 86 and 87 in his career there.
Oh, really? How did the Tremont game get set up?
Well, I mean, they remember we had that forfeit last year, so they were looking, and they had a few opportunities, but it was against some 5A, 6A Chicago area teams. And
it seemed like last year with the way that Alvarado fell out, weren't there like five or six teams in the conference that ended up having a forfeit game?
Actually, I think it was a little less than that because remember Carmike picked up one like 2 days before.
Yeah.
It was the week of Bismarck hitting week one.
Right. But this year nobody has one, right?
Yeah, nobody's taking it. They were all able to fill their non-conference week this year.
And that's a bonus, I think, to the conference. Surely it is, right?
They say last year we're going to be an open conference. It'll be interesting to see because you know everyone talks about BDC doesn't beat non-BDC teams.
Right,
a couple of chances this year, I think, and Mules are going to be one of them.
Mules will have a chance, but nobody's really taking it easy for throughout the rest of the conference. Everybody's picking up somebody kind of tough.
Johnson City got some scrub team out of Clinton County called Breeze Modern Day.
Breeze Modern Day. They're never any good.
What have they ever done? Cesar Valier's got some program. Probably had one in a couple decades named DuCoyne.
Yeah, yeah. Cesar Valier picks up DuCoyne, and Chester picks up Verdon North Mac, who, I'd kind of hate to see their trophy case.
North Mac's, yeah. They've had some success.
Verdon has, too. Verdon used to win as Class 1A, and now they're in that match with North Mac. Verdon won, like, two state titles.
That's another one. That, I mean, Chester, I think, competing in that one. North Mac was a 2A team, went 3-6 last year. From what I hear, though, they've made some all-star assistant coach hiring that'll turn that program around.
Really?
It should be able to block pretty well this year.
Is that right?
Shout out to T-Man.
Is that right?
Coach Kincaid, former Chester coach.
No kidding.
Mount Vernon. He's on the O-line
staff now. He owes you beer now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I saw that.
I was promised two of them.
There you go. One for me, then, I suppose. That's wonderful. How did El Dorado get Riverton? This isn't Port Byron Riverton, like up by the Quad Cities. Which Riverton is this?
Actually, it'd have to be, wouldn't it?
I would think it would have to be.
I thought I was thinking closer to Springfield.
Oh, it might be. That might be the different one. There's a Port Byron Riverton. But that must be a different one. But yeah, that's
you get north of 70, and
yeah. So this year, the last year of the with the having to bring in a non-conference, going to be closed again next year because the Edwards County Lions are coming in. Let's talk a little bit about the Edwards County Lions. They've got again a new coach in Derek Hart, and they're trying to turn things around. They've been struggling.
It's been a while since they've had some success there.
They didn't get any wins last year, but I got to think, and I don't know if you agree with me or not. Getting a professional all-time coach has to be a real boon to that team.
And I know he got in there early enough. He's put in a lot of the off-season work. I know I talked to someone that helps out over there and said, day two of camp, you could just see a huge difference.
Really?
Just as far as preparation, organization, they're using hand signals to call in plays. Said by the second day of practice, the kids knew it and was had the signals down, running them immediately. So they said just a world of difference organization-wise.
The tough thing for Edwards County, and really the reason they're getting out of the Little Illini Conference, they are the smallest by a long shot.
So that conference has shifted enough that all the small teams left. And they were the last of the small teams.
They're going to be they are the last of the small teams. Red Hill probably has them by.
Now it's Red Hill and Forest, the runs of the letter.
What's the Little Illini Conference going to do? Are they looking to expand? Or how? Because they had been talking. I'd heard snippets and whiffs about Salem or somebody coming in.
I know
in
that's
Illini.
Been mentioned before, but that's when you're getting back into the old NEC,
Yeah, so you'd be looking at Flora, Red Hill, Lawrenceville, Olney, and Salem in the same conference. And goodness knows, maybe they'd invite Mount Carmel or something. Who knows?
Nobody would do that.
No, you're probably right.
Most of Southern Illinois said good riddance.
that's true, too. That is true, too. What does Coach Hart have in the Does he have a whole lot in the backfield, or what's he got going over there at Edwards County he can try to build with?
So I know he's got a junior quarterback and the Kelsey kid. And actually, I think they're fairly young throughout.
They're going to be young.
Yeah.
They're going to have freshmen as their running backs. And that makes it – that's kind of tough, isn't it?
Cade's a pretty good athlete, though. I've seen him play basketball quite a bit. Cade Rivers, you know, freshman running back, going to get some time. Grant Levins, Ryan Moody, I mean, they're all going to be back there.
Well, you realize that we're going to have to give predictions before we leave this section of the broadcast. We're going to have to make a prediction on what we think the Mules' regular season is going to be.
Everyone that's listening, your team's going to be 9-0.
The question is Edwards kind of going to be able to pick up some wins this year?
Three wins would be a fantastic season.
That's kind of in that conference. They're playing in a tough conference. I'd like to predict two. I'm going to predict two wins.
I think Coach Hart, the tone I was getting, he's probably a little sick of hearing, next year you guys will be able to compete in the Black Diamond.
Yeah.
So he's made a point to say, hey, this isn't about next year. It's about this year.
That's right.
We got to play every week, try to be competitive as we can. But, three wins would be a good season.
I'm going to predict two wins. What are you going to predict?
If I had to pick, I'd say two.
I'm making you right now.
It is two.
All right, two.
And I'm hoping one of them's not Flora.
That's who I picked for one of them.
They've got a new coach there, who's a good friend of mine. So I mean, I'll be rooting for him to get off to a good start this year.
That's
Coach Tackett.
That's understandable. Okay, the Fairfield Mules. We've been talking about them for a little while now. We got to come up with a number. Last year they went 5-4 in the regular. No,
6-4 overall.
6-3 in the regular season, counting the forfeit. 5-3 in the regular season, not counting the forfeit. And they would have won that game, so you got to figure that would have been 6-3. I think I predicted 6-3 last year, didn't I? Or did I say 7? No, you did 6-3. I said 7-2, didn't I?
Sounds probably right.
Because I'm usually a little bit more optimistic than you.
Pessimist by nature.
Yeah. With those three road games this year, I'm going to go 7-2 again.
I'm going 7-2 as well. I'd say the over-under... If people are into that kind of thing.
If people are gambling.
And the line may have already been set at 7.5.
Has it really? Okay. At $100 a throw, I guess, each side?
There's limits.
Where's the plus and minus? Well, that's good. That's 7 wins gets you in the playoffs.
It is reduced juice Friday.
Really? Nice.
There's about three people listening going, I know what that is.
The bad deal is there's no football this. I mean, it's the football that start for another the where you would normally be putting that on. Using the reduced juice would be college or nothing. Let's just forget I started talking about the whole conversation. Okay, we're going to go 7-2. And I like, the thing is, the way the top teams in this conference are going to beat each other up, that might be a chance to win the conference.
We could. I mean, the range is anywhere from... probably, I'd say 6-3 to 9-0.
Yeah.
I mean, anywhere in that range would not be surprising. 9-0 is doable.
All right. First thing we got to predict. I'm gonna throw one in. I think we win tonight. I think we're going to travel down to Chester. New coach at Chester. I think that's a big deal.
That's what we've talked about that. And, I mean, but he is a longtime assistant, not changing a whole lot. I mean, Coach Bluck, I think it was 7 years there with Coach Lee.
Yeah.
Which I've, world of respect
it's
for Blackley,
Coach Lee. Right? How do you say that?
I've been saying Blackle. I'm gonna talk to him tonight and ask. That's one of the things I'm gonna ask. Okay. I just have to know how to spell it.
I need to learn how to say it.
I've been saying Blackle, but like I said, I just have to know.
I'm gonna say Blackley, but I'm not sure. It's B L E C H L E. All right. Well, yeah, we'll figure that out. We've got 10 hours to figure that out right now. Nine hours.
How much of that's not?
We're on the air in 9 hours. That's the cool thing. We're on the air in 9 hours. Are you fired up?
I put up a post last week, 176 hours to high school football.
Oh.
So I started the countdown a while ago.
It's 9 hours and 17 minutes till kickoff right now. And I am very happy about it. Let's put that. I almost said something I really would not have been saying for the last time.
It's the old Bobby Knight story. You could say it once.
That's exactly right. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after this.
Can't hold on.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Bruce Dickey here. That's Brian Wees Turner over there. This is the Bruce Dickey Show. We've been talking about local football, and it's. Did you take a look at the rest of the? You didn't take a look at the rest of the Little Illini, did you?
No, I did not.
I mean, Lawrenceville kind of surprised me by getting really good in that, but
they've got. I mean, that's a class they've been looking forward to for a while, and actually, a lot of them are back.
Yeah. Now, well, you know, you look at the basketball team.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of way because the basketball team has such talent, and they're young. Juniors are going to be so good next year, too. Young and short and really, really good. Let's talk a little bit about, you want to talk college football at all? We kind of covered the USC Illini thing.
That's about all I've paid attention to so far.
And the thing is, there's not a whole lot to talk about in college football right now, except what do you think about the coaches saying that they're going to withhold these stipends.
Oh, Virginia Tech.
Well, no, there was one Tommy Tuberville said today. Or last night.
I saw the Virginia Tech fines list.
Yeah, Virginia Tech was going to fine their own college kids.
Yeah.
And then
they refused to pay.
Tuberville's at Cincinnati now, right?
I lost track of him after Auburn.
Yeah, I think he's at Cincinnati.
It's been a while.
Yeah, Tuberville's at Cincinnati, and he said he's going to do the same thing. And yeah, that's just not cool.
Yeah, when you're fighting a negative PR campaign as it is.
I just thought that was kind of weird. And, of course, Ohio State, such a talent.
Of course, I forgot to ask Tommy Kent if he's going to implement this.
Tommy Kent, you know, the athletic director at Frontier Community College. You got to figure.
We haven't talked about it. Long undefeated streak came to an end this week.
Yeah, that's, you know, the undefeated streak for 40 years. It's been going for 40 years since that college started.
It's over. Moment of silence.
Swick. It doesn't count in softball, does it? Since it's
all exhibition season. So,
all right. This really does count.
Yeah,
in
last
volleyball.
Night.
Last night it ended. How was the crowd?
It was pretty good crowd. Actually, I was a little surprised. It was a good crowd.
I meant to go. I was wanting to get there by 4:30 because I wanted to eat some pork burgers and I got busy out here. I left here at 6:30 and I thought,
Galen
Dunn
was cooking them, so you probably didn't want one.
Galen knows how to cook. He's all right. He'll do it. He does.
I don't know.
It.
He always spits on mine. I think it's the Duke, North Carolina thing.
He says, hold on. I got to put a dip in before I cook yours.
Yeah,
I got it. What do you think about the Frontier sports? That's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Like I said, the softball went 1-2 in exhibition play Saturday. Competitive in all three, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they do like a hard time limit in the fall tournaments where no matter where you're at in the inning, home team up or down, the game's over.
So no kidding.
As soon as they hit 90 minutes, over. We had a, tying run on the bases when one time limit hit and a tying run at the plate in the two losses when the other time limit hit.
How easy is it for a pitch? Do they have pitchers have to move along? Or
it's a, well, they don't do like the in-between innings warm-ups.
Okay.
It's about the only thing you can do.
I gotta say,
where softball moves along quicker. Anyway,
yeah, softball they zip it around too.
That's why you find any sports reporter or umpire, and they'll tell you they enjoy softball more than baseball. Anymore.
Every umpire I've ever talked to does softball or baseball. They love softball.
Some teams have had or schools have had to start paying more for baseball umps than softball.
No kidding.
Just to get them to do it.
That's because it's another hour and a half.
Yeah.
Of work and
for me, I will generally start at softball. Watch it, and then go catch the last couple innings at baseball because I know it's going to take longer more often than not.
So a good crowd last night, and Coach Hughes has a pretty good team.
They were competitive. They lost in three, which college plays best of five.
And this is they were playing a team that has – I mean, Swick is not a new team. They're an established squad.
Yeah, they are. And, I mean, they had some big girls. They had a couple of really good hitters. But, I mean, Frontier – I started to say Fairfield. Frontier, I mean, hung with them. It was, 25-16, 25-23 in the second one, and they had a lead in that one. And then 25-19, but, I mean, they were competitive for a first time out. I mean, it was one of those where you walk away with one of those moral victories.
Yeah, and the one you want to look forward to is Northland, I believe. That's the one where they're playing somebody that also starting out, right?
Yeah.
So that before they play Illinois College.
They started softball a couple years ago. that's who they beat Saturday. They play play them, I think, this Saturday, too, in a doubleheader. And they play Sunday over at Wabash.
I wonder how many of these other teams that they're playing have girls on both volleyball and softball.
Well, I know we have several,
what do you think about the NFL? May as well talk a little NFL here. You're Oakland Raiders. Are we going to be calling them the St. Louis Raiders within.
They're going to be the L.A. Raiders.
They're going to
I've
L.A.
I've been telling everyone's worried about. You know,
I am worried to death. I am. St. Louis. And I will predict that. I mean, I've told anybody who'd listen to me. It sounds like St. Louis is gone.
I'm smelling one of those imaginary wagers.
You think the Rams are? Yeah. Okay. Oh, really?
Oakland as a city has been more incompetent with their pursuit of keeping their team than St. Louis has been.
Well, you can't. Yeah. Yeah.
Carmen Policy is one of the more popular guys in the NFL with the Chargers.
They love him. They love him.
It's going to be San Diego.
Policy's handling both the Chargers and the Raiders.
Yeah.
For the
it's going to be the Chargers Raiders in LA, not the Rams. And then so then Kroenke's going to come back with his tail between his legs.
I just cannot believe that Kroenke and his
everyone's talking about
Kroenke and Jerry Jones. See, now Jerry Jones is Kroenke's big buddy now. I cannot believe that they would let that happen. The Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys.
Yeah, when Policy had that press release a couple weeks ago talking about, you know, this is the most feasible option, getting the Chargers Raiders in L.A., blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Right.
There was like 29 owners nodding their heads in agreement, and then Jerry Jones over there going, nope. Wait a minute.
You know, and you know that Jerry Jones has to have an ulterior motive here. Don't you think so? To take stands aside so
besides
hard?
Besides senility?
No, I think he's going to – I think before he dies and he's got another 10 years running that club, he's going to start saying, you know, my stadium's getting kind of old. I think y'all ought to make some improvements.
As a openly Cowboy hater.
Me too.
I cannot wait for Jerry Jones to completely morph into Al Davis. It's coming.
Al Davis didn't have nearly as much facial work, though, as Jerry Jones has had.
It didn't do him a lot of good, did it?
Tell me about – what are your – no, it didn't. What are your impressions of – we're just kibitzing here. Well, we might make a prediction. We might have you come on again or something before the – or early in the season. What do you think about your owner with the weird hair? Al Davis's kid. What's his name? Greg Davis? Is
Mark.
That Mark Davis.
Mark Davis. That's one of the worst haircuts I've ever seen.
The man is 50 or 60 years old.
He's a millionaire.
He's a millionaire. He's probably got – he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He owns an NFL football team. The NFL pays him tens of millions. He has tens of millions a year profit.
What did I see?
If they can't lose proposition. Can't he go to Supercuts at least as opposed to like putting a bowl on his head?
Actually, it's awful. And
I mean, it's worse than Pete Rose.
I never had a problem with Pete's.
Well, Pete, well, for several years, had a kind of a bowl cut.
His hair is worse than Willie McGee's face.
That's not nice. I'm going to have to stand up and say that's not nice, and I cannot agree with that just on principle. But, you know, if I were not a Cardinal Willie McGee fan.
Yes. I'm still bitter over the year the A's traded for Willie McGee, and he won the NL batting title and hit about .230 for us.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, yeah, that was, what, 89?
Yep.
Yeah, Felix Jose. We were trying.
And Stan Royer.
Oh, is that right?
Illinois boy.
We were
got
talking,
family in Clay City.
We were talking last night, by the way. Were you already an A's fan by then?
Yes.
We were talking last night about the Mike Heath trade. Joaquin Andujar for Mike Heath.
Walking underwear.
Yeah, that was kind of a crushing blow in my childhood. I was not happy. Not my childhood, my early adulthood. All right. So you're calling the Chargers in Oakland to L.A.
Yes.
And it's going to happen. I mean, this year they're putting teams in. Whether football stadium or not, they're putting one in.
That's what I remember seeing somewhere before. L.A.'s always been the mistress that, you know, the teams would always flirt with and then wind up going back to their wives. And I think we've got some teams that have fallen in love with their mistress.
So L.A., if 2015 is what you're saying, Tampa Bay in 1980s and 90s for baseball.
Yeah.
Because that's who everybody held over their heads. That's how Chicago got their new stadium. That's how like four or five different stadiums built got their new stadium because they said, we're going to Tampa.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
I'll be doggone.
But like I said, eventually someone fell in love or got bitter enough at the wife.
Please, 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 please. You know, that's the worst part. If the Rams do stay, hopefully they haven't crushed and burnt all their bridges.
See, that's
the
other thing is when you flirt with the mistress and the wife finds out.
Yeah. I've got a brother-in-law with season tickets to the Rams, and
I've got a boss that no longer does.
He dropped them?
Out of frustration. He's done.
He was saying, well, see, my brother-in-law moved like 30 yards downfield because for the same price because he was able to. People were dropping their tickets willy-nilly. And you can't blame him. You can't blame Tom. You can't blame Tommy for dropping his seats. Although, what's he going to do on Sundays now?
Gardening?
All right, do you want to predict anything? Well, we got at least, we'll do Super Bowls. Who's going to get in the Super Bowl? We got to give Super Bowl teams. We got a minute, about a minute.
I'd love to see Seattle back, but no one does it 3 years in a row anymore. Packers, Colts would be my prediction right now.
Tell me, I know you love Russell Wilson. What in the world is the bubbles thing?
See, I saw that this morning, the headline. I haven't even seen.
Nano bubbles.
His miracle concussion
miracle
cure.
Miracle concussion cure was some kind of bottled water. It was very odd. Who'd you say?
Colts Packers. I'd say Pittsburgh if they had any kind of defense, but they don't. Their offense, well, I say that. Martavis Bryant just got suspended 4 games, but their offense is pretty stacked.
I like the Packers.
Like I said,
I like the Cowboys a lot. I mean, if I'm really picking, I think they're going to be really tough.
Not Cincinnati time.
I guess I got to come up with one, don't I? You like Luck, huh? You like the Colts?
I think with Gore, that veteran leadership, he's not a great running back anymore, but he's a great pass protector and just decent enough. They are
Peyton
stacked at receiver.
Peyton Manning's done? You're saying Peyton Manning doesn't have enough, won't be able to do it, huh?
Not with that defense.
I guess I got to name mine. Since you said Colts and Packers, I'm going to go with Cowboys and
Raiders.
Chiefs.
Oh, no.
Nah, okay, I'm changing it. Cowboys and well, I gotta hurry. I'm running out of time.
Just say Raiders.
Peyton Manning's coming back. Cowboys and Broncos. That's what I'm saying. Thanks for coming in. That's the football preview for today, folks. We'll see y'all Monday.